Chillicothe's ball to start the fourth quarter. That was a good ending for that quarter for Trenton on that three ball to go from down by 10 to down by 7. Chillicothe with a 7-point lead. Can they answer with a three ball of their own? McKitty, right wing, gets it to Hayward. Three ball, Mason Hayward. Yes, we can. Mason Hayward. His third three ball tonight. And if it was bowling, he'd call that a turkey. Bryce Dillon out to McCarter. Baseline now to Anderson. Back up top to Flowers. The 6'7 seniors played a pretty good game for Trenton. Head fake, drives the baseline, dumps it over to McCarter. Baseline left. Chillicothe steps up on defense, forcing Trenton to bump it back outside again. Right side, Bryce Dillon. They lob it into Flowers. Got to step around Morris. Flowers will go to the line to shoot two. Flowers, I have 2 of 6 in the first half. Unofficially.
Shooting for Trenton, Chris Flowers.
Second foul on Austin Morse. First one no good for the senior, Flowers. Cade Mullinex, the senior. The smaller and older of the two Mullinexes. That's proper grammar. And Flowers makes one out of two. 13 points for Flowers to lead his team, and it's a 9-point Chillicothe lead. Hayward thinks about a tray from the right wing. Instead goes inside to Morris. Morris lost a handle on it as he tried to pivot around Flowers, and nothing defensive related was a problem with that. He just lost it off his fingertips. My Hornet sign is attacking me. I'm okay, though. Don't worry. Trenton gets up top to Cree Mullinex. Three ball for Cree Mullinex.
3-point basket by Cree Mullinex.
Might want to guard him. Just an idea. Up top, Snyder. Free throw line. Dumps it over to Hayward. Into Morris. Morris can't get around Flowers. Fadeaway jumper connects there. Austin Morris. Tell you, Austin Morris, these last two games have really stepped up, really getting the kind of play we expect out of Austin Morris. And Walker Gray standing there stone pillar solid with his hands up. And because he's a guy that is not a beanpole, he's going to be called for the foul. They call that a blandism there, if you remember back in the Justin Bland days, especially down at the state tournament. Third one on Walker Graves. Free throw not there. First one isn't there for number 20, Bryce Dillon. Austin Sharp checks in for Graves. Bryce Dillon. 55-47 Chillicothe with the lead by 8. Missed both of them. Loose basketball. That shot doesn't fall. And Chris Flowers, the 6'7 kid, slow getting up. And as soon as Chillicothe clears out the ball across the timeline. And now they call a timeout. It looks like Flowers may have twisted an ankle or something. He's crawling around on his hands and knees. And now sets back down. Injury timeout. We're back after this. No, we'll keep it right here. We'll run down the scoring totals. 15 points for Cade Snyder, a dozen for Austin Morris, 11 for Mason Hayward, 10 for Brandon Lamp, 5 for McKitty, 2 for Ian Smith, 1 for Austin Sharp. 15 points for Cree Mullinex, 13 for Flowers, who a little gimpy, but it looks like it's nothing, hopefully it's nothing serious.
Checking in for Chillicothe, Ian Smith.
And he was in there with just a lot of bodies right underneath there. And Chris Flowers is tall at 6'7", but it's a little bit on the skinny side, to be perfectly honest, especially when you look at some of Chillicothe's inside players. So Cree Mullinex goes over right wing to Cade Mullinex. Up top to Cree once again. Brothers play pitch and catch. That one doesn't fall for Cade Mullinex. Chillicothe the rebound, and someone commits the foul for somebody. We're going to call it on Trenton, a pushing off call. And that's the second one on Anderson. 55-47. Hornets lead with 5:36 left to play. McKitty across the timeline. And looks like Flowers will limp back to the dressing room. Certainly hoping there's nothing serious on for him. They lob it into Ian Smith. Gets it to fall. McKitty with the assist. Ian Smith, a little out of position, but that was a big-time play by Mr. Ian Smith. That's kind of, it's a confidence booster for you, if you know what I mean. Up top, Cree Mullen X looks off the tray. Snyder's defense is too tough. Goes in for the defense. Someone got a hand on him. I think they're going to call Cade Snyder with his third foul. And Cree Mullen X will be at the line.
At the line, shooting two, Cree Mullen X.
That is the third foul on Snyder. Hornets by 10. At the line, Cree Mullen X will get two looks. First one successful. Two of three now. He was one of two in the second quarter. Timeout on the court. We're going to take a break here.
Timeout.
Free throw coming up. Chillicothe leads it by nine. This is Hornets basketball on KCHI. So Chillicothe took a timeout after the first free throw went in for Cree Mullen X. 5:01 left to play. Second free throw is in. Mullen X has 17. He is 4 of 6 from the perimeter. McKitty leaves it for Hayward. Around the horn we go. Snyder up top to McKitty at the free throw line now. Goes over to Snyder. Circle left. Chillicothe leads it by 8. Running a one-hander doesn't fall for Snyder. Rebound Trenton. Cade Mullen X down court in a hurry. Right wing to Anderson. Anderson goes to Cree Mullen X and a reach-in foul. Good call on Mason Hayward. Really nice to see such a nice turnout for these two basketball games. And good to see Chris Flowers back in. Just taped up his ankle. It looks like he trots on fine. So Flowers and Cale McCarter check back in. That'll bring Austin Morris in, and Ian Smith sets down. Four players in double figures for Chillicothe. That's pretty balanced scoring. Up top, McCarter working against Snyder. Right side, Cade Mullen X. Circle left now, Dillon. Baseline for Trenton. McCarter sends it inside to Flowers. Lost a handle on it, and that's a tripping is going to be the call. As Morris
checking in for Trenton,
and
Spencer
Flowers'
Harris.
Feet got tied up. I think that's maybe a sympathy call. It's Flowers, who just came back after getting taped up from a bum ankle. Goes down again. He pops up. He's okay. 4:14 left to play. Sixth team foul on Chillicothe. Inbounds play goes to Mullen X, Cade Mullen X. Over to Cale McCarter. McCarter top of the key. Snyder gives him a little room. Goes to Cree Mullen X working against Hayward, and shot doesn't fall. Cree Mullen X back at the line. 57-49. Chillicothe midway through the fourth quarter. Second foul on Hayward. Three on Graves, three on Snyder, three on Sharp, two on a couple of others for Chillicothe. Cree Mullen X first one is no good. 3 of 5 at the line. 17 points for Mullen X, who's the outside shooter on the team. Mullen X, second one, gets it to fall. Makes one out of two this time. 18-point lead for or 18 points for him and a 7-point lead for Chillicothe. McKitty across the timeline. Sharp looks to the cutter. He's well covered. Goes opposite side to McKitty. Hayward, long, and it is a tray. Mason Hayward, his fourth tray tonight. He's got 14 points total and back up to a 10-point lead. 60-50, Chillicothe, 3:35 left to play. Feed into Flowers. Flowers not quite as mobile. Can't get a shot to fall. Bumps it out to Harris. Harris's shot doesn't fall. Flowers with a rebound, and then he is hacked by Snyder. I think that'll be Snyder's fourth.
At the line, shooting 1-1.
It'll be a 1-1, Chris Flowers. 1-1 he is. 3 of 8 unofficially, and Brandon Lamp checks in for Snyder. Snyder comes out with his fourth foul and 15 points. 14 for Hayward, 12 for Morse, 10 for Brandon Lamp. Note to self, never give the opposing free throw shooting percentage before he shoots his free throws. Works against me every time. First one was in for Flowers. Second one is in as well. First time tonight he's made two in a row. He's got 15, and it's an 8-point lead for Chillicothe. A 12-0 run in the early third quarter really sparked Chillicothe, and Trenton hasn't been able to get it down much since then. We've gotten it down to 5, as my whole banner is now falling down. Well, tape only lasts a certain amount of time. People probably pretty much know who I am by now anyway. They feed it into Lamp underneath, too far underneath the bucket. Lamp pulls it back out smartly. Lamp, first miss tonight. That came from the high post. 8-point lead for Chillicothe. Trenton wanting to cut into that. Plenty of time, 2.5 minutes. This is still a game. Cree Mullinex in the paint, kicks it out to Cale McCarter. 3-ball off the rim. That's over the back call you missed on Trenton. You let him play on. McKitty, little hanger off the glass and in. Nate McKitty has 7 in the second half, and it's back up to a 10-point ball game. 62-52. Cade Mullinex, baseline now to McCarter. Up top, all alone, 3-ball. Nothing but net for number 21, Harris.
Basket by Spencer Harris.
Harris's first 3-ball, and it's a 7-point lead. We're back in 60. Back in 60, this is Chillicothe basketball. No, back in 30, this is Chillicothe basketball on KCHI. The Sturm Stat Spotlight has Nate McKitty unofficially with 10 assists. That's good team basketball right there. Not a double-double yet. 7 points, but 10 assists. Very unselfish play from that young man. So, following the timeout, Chillicothe's basketball, Trenton applying some full court pressure. Nate McKitty shy of the timeline as I'm getting my banner rolled up after it fell on me. No, I'm fine. It doesn't hurt. McKitty top of the key. Chillicothe, minute 48, will just kind of play cat and mouse with him. Milk the clock, leading by 62-55. Leading by 7. And of course, Trenton to steal it or come out and foul him, one of the two. And Trenton, now this works against them. They only had 4 fouls. Now there's 5. So if you're Trenton, you want to get back in the game, you have to come out and foul immediately. If you're Chillicothe, just keep doing what you're doing. They go all the way back court to McKitty. And there's an immediate foul on Cade Mullinex.
Checking in for Trenton, Aaron Anderson.
Anderson checks in for Trenton. Cade Mullinex with his second foul. Minute 24 left, 62-55. Chillicothe with a lead. They get it in backcourt to McKitty, and there's immediate foul on Aaron Anderson.
At the line, shooting for Chillicothe, Nate
Anderson's
McKitty.
Third foul, and it'll be a 1-1 now
one.
For Nate McKitty. McKitty is 1 of 3 in the third quarter. At the free throw line, makes the first one here. 8 points for McKitty. 63-55, minute 23 left. Chillicothe with the lead. Both teams in the 1-1 now. Possession arrow pointing Chillicothe's way. Not too many people have left this gym. McKitty makes both of them. 9 for McKitty. One more and he's got a double-double. Baseline left, Mullinex drives inside. The senior hacking foul on, it's going to be probably on Morse. Austin Morse with his fourth. 9th team foul. And that's where you got to be careful for Chillicothe. You don't want to allow Trenton to close the gap without time ticking off the clock. First one is in for Cade Mullinex. First trip to the line. Lamp and Graves both check in for Chillicothe.
Checking in for Chillicothe, Brandon Lamp and Walker Graves.
And the Austins check out, Morse and Sharp. Mullinex at the line for his second one. Misses that one. McKitty comes out with a rebound. Hayward gets the ball, gets fouled, gets to go to the line. Minute 8 left to play. This will take a little while. Teams fight to the bitter end in situations like this.
Mason Hayward shooting 1-1.
Mason Hayward shoot 1-1. That was the fourth foul on Anderson for those playing along at home. And now the official, one of the official and the Trenton coach talks with the officials table, the official scorers table. And the coach trying to get a call to go his way. Minute 8 left to play. Our next broadcast is going to be from the same gymnasium on Thursday when Marshall girls come to Chillicothe. JV at 5:30, varsity at 7. No freshman game, so we'll be on the air a little before 7. Thursday on KCHI. And then Cameron Tournament next week. Chillicothe boys, the number 1 seed. Girls, the number 2 seed, will definitely have games Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Possible game Friday and Saturday, or maybe 2 games on one of those days. But we're looking at 6 games for Chillicothe basketball next week. And I guess they've sorted out whatever what the problem was. Mason Hayward at the line. First of a 1-1 is up and in. 15 for Hayward. 4 of 5 at the three-point arc tonight. And gets both of them to fall for Hayward. He's got 16. Back up to a 10-point lead with a minute 4 left to play. Chillicothe will pick up their 11th win on the season. Traveling call as Cade Mullinex tried to work around the defender. So in for Chillicothe reached in, and Mullinex lost the ball out of bounds. And they say traveling was the call. Back after this, Trenton takes another break. 1 minute left to play. Chillicothe 66, Trenton 56. We're back after this on KCHI. Chillicothe's basketball facing a Trenton press to get it into Brandon Lamp. That took a couple seconds off the clock, and Lamp goes to the line. Like I said, this last minute will take a while. I was at the Kearney tournament, and can't remember whether he's an official or a coach, but he says, you know, in all my years, I've never seen someone foul their way back to a victory. And I thought, well, I'd rather see a team fight to the end than to roll over and, you know, do nothing. So it is rare for a team to be able to fight back just by putting the other team at the foul line. But at least you're still fighting, and that's what's important to me. Brandon Lamp's first one is in. First trip to the line for Brandon Lamp.
Checking back in for Trenton, Cale McCarter.
Checking the foul was on Harris, his second. And Lamp hits both of them at the line. A dozen for Brandon Lamp. And a 12-point lead for Chillicothe. 54 seconds left. Cade Mullinex goes up against Cade Snyder. Comes up short. And referees with a whistle. Say out of bounds off of Trenton. 47 seconds left. Trenton sends Trent Crawford.
Trent Crawford.
And Corbin Guile.
Corbin Guile. And Ryan Hines.
And 22 Ryan Hines. So Trenton's rallied up the white flag. Hayward shied the timeline, brings it across with 40 seconds left. These younger players will get after it. They want to impress their coach. Trent Crawford, a senior, giving Hayward fits. Hayward weaves around his defense, gives it to McKitty. McKitty guarded by McCarter on the basketball floor. Going through traffic, McKitty lost a handle on it. Picked up by Ryan Hines, who's kind of got a Walker Graves build about him. Basketball bounced off of Chillicothe, and they're called for the foul. Two-shot foul for Hines.
Ryan Hines.
Walker Graves didn't do anything but watch a basketball bounce off his stomach, and he's called for his fourth foul. I don't understand that call at all. First free throw no good for Hines, looking to get his mark next to his name in the scoring book. 68-56. Chillicothe will win this one. 17 seconds left, and Hines gets the free throw to fall. McKitty back court to Snyder, crosses the line with 13 seconds left. Up top to McKitty, 8-7. And that will be your final score, 68-57. Chillicothe takes a doubleheader from Trenton. Your final score, Chillicothe 68-57. We're back with numbers after this on KCHI.